Love your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Let's absolutely walk this health and wellness talk by focusing on National Obesity Week. We know that National Nutrition Week is observed from the 9th to the 15th of October, whilst National Obesity Week itself is observed from the 15th to the 19th. So why not create some awareness amongst consumers about obesity, of course, and the importance of eating healthy? So this morning, just to do all of that for us, is our resident GP, Dr. Fundile Nyathi. He is, of course, also the CEO of Proactive Health Solutions. Welcome to the program, Doc. It's a pleasure to speak to you, as we do every Saturday morning. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Refilwe, and good morning to your listeners. I'm good, and I hope you guys are good too.
No complaints whatsoever. So, Dr. Nyathi, this year's World Obesity Day theme was everybody needs everybody, because we all have a role to play in supporting and advocating for people living with obesity. Just unpack that theme for us.
All right. Now, well, what the team is really trying to focus on is that for a long time, we have not really been looking at obesity as a major problem. Yet, evidence that's coming through is that a lot of ill health, a lot of mortality that is happening in recent times is directly linked to obesity. So what they are saying is that we need to see it as a disease and be able to say people who are living with obesity, they actually need to be supported through their journey of trying to deal with obesity and therefore mitigate the risk. So yes, everybody with obesity needs to be supported by everybody.
Mm. And just define obesity for us, Dr. Nyathi, when you give that medical diagnosis, what are you talking about?
Well, the measurement that is used for obesity is what we call the body mass index. All right. So in terms of the WHO, they say obesity is when somebody has got a body mass index of greater than or equal to 30 kgs per square meters, meaning the amount of weight that you are carrying for your height. If the result, from that body mass index is 30 and above, then you are defined as having obesity. The normal body weight in terms of the BMI is 18 to about 25.
Mm-hmm.
25 to 29.9, we say you are overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And 30 and above, we say you are obese, and there could be three different classifications, mild, moderate, or severe, or what they call morbid obesity, which is now over 40, kgs per square meters. So that's what obesity is defined as. And the Director General of WHO, Dr. Margaret Chan, actually said the growing prevalence of obesity and overweight seen in every corner of the world is a warning signal that big trouble is on its way. And indeed, we are seeing big trouble in terms of the non-communicable diseases. And we have seen it also with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm. Big trouble indeed, Dr. Nyathi. Just talk to us about the prevalence of obesity in South Africa. What's the sort of national profile? What are we looking at in terms of the burden and disease burden or load?
Well, for one to appreciate how big a problem is, one needs to also just look at the global picture. Now, the problem of obesity has always been linked more with the developed North, the rich nations, and not so much with sub-Saharan Africa. But globally, obesity is around 30%, of the adult population. All right. That is at a global level. But now in the South African context, a recent, you know, report by Discovery showed that 70% of our women in South Africa are obese, and 31% of our men in South Africa are obese. So you can already compare from that. Mm. And also, when you look at our children and adolescents, our children, 13% of our children have got a problem of childhood obesity, which is more than double, you know, what is seen elsewhere in the world. So we really have a problem.
Mm-hmm. You've just painted, you've given us a sense of the trends over the recent past. What are the drivers of obesity in South Africa?
Well, I think the drivers of obesity in South Africa are largely related to, I would call urbanization, stroke industrialization. You know, in the recent past, there's been a lot of migration from, the rural South Africa to urban South Africa. And the effect of that has been that people, as far as the diet is concerned, you know, their food choices, the food that they have got access to, is actually very unhealthy foods, you know, more like fast foods, as opposed to much more organic plant-based foods that you normally find with people who are more in the rural. So the issue of diet is a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we are big on fast foods in South Africa. I think it's a 41 billion rands per annum kind of industry. And they've just found that our teenagers, at least 85% of them, have fast food at least once a week, as compared to us. So it's that problem. So the issue of food choices is one. The other problem is that of physical inactivity. We have a big problem of physical inactivity here in South Africa. If you compare us with the rest of the world, you know, our people are generally physically inactive, and that becomes a problem once again, because it means, you know, the energy that we consume versus the energy we expend through regular physical exercise, there's always a surplus of energy, from the high calorie foods that we eat.
Sure.
And so that is another problem. So physical inactivity and also the poor food choices.
Mm.
Those are the real drivers of the obesity problem in South Africa.
Yeah. Why the differences in gender prevalence, Dr. Nyati? Can you just give us some insights into that?
Well, for now, it's not very clear as to why, because, I mean, whether you're comparing children or you're even comparing adults, the females are slightly at a higher risk of obesity. But what people are thinking about, the theories, it's something to do with the hormones. You know, generally, females have got, a higher proportion of body fat compared to their male counterparts in general.
Yeah.
And so it is thought that this thing may have something to do with the female hormones that predisposes girls and women to a higher risk of obesity, that we see here in South Africa.
So, Dr. Nyati, you've spoken to us about the drivers of obesity. You've touched on a fundamental driver, which is nutrition, and you've spoken about the fact that a simpler diet, a healthier diet of unprocessed foods would go a long way to combating obesity. Activity, us basically saying goodbye to our sedentary lifestyles would go a long way to combating obesity. Is there a genetic component to all of this? And when you move on from answering that, perhaps just talk to us about those complications that complications of obesity in general. We know, of course, a phrase that we've been using a lot over the last 18 months is comorbidities, and obesity being one of those. But just talk to us through if there's a genetic component for some people, and then those complications.
Well, you're right. There are some studies that have shown that the problem of obesity actually does run, within families. Although other researches will actually talk about also that the environment that you grew up in, plays a bigger role, because if you come from a family where the food choices, actually wrong, what is bought from the supermarkets and what is stored in the fridge, and just the habits, in the home may also have a lot to do, with the consumption of food. But yes, there has been a connection with genetics. So that is something that is a problem. It's a combination of genetics and also the environment and what is actually available in the household. So, which is why it's so difficult when there is somebody who's dealing with the issue of obesity or weight management. It has to be more of a family thing than just an individual, because otherwise, if everyone else eats all the wrong things and you want to deal with the issue of weight on your own, it becomes a very, very difficult battle. All right. I just forgotten the other part of your question now.
Complications. So complications due to obesity. What are we looking at in general? We talk about it recently as a comorbidity or something that can affect your chances of full COVID recovery.
Yes, you're right again. What is coming through is that the prevalence of non-communicable diseases is shooting up the roof amongst people, who have got obesity. And here we're talking things like type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol problems, cardiovascular diseases in general. The connection between obesity and cancers, there's at least about 10 cancers that now have been shown through research to be linked to obesity. Cancers of the bowel, the breast, the gallbladder, the prostate, the kidney, the liver, the esophagus, ovaries, pancreas, and uterus. So those are now, have improved to be linked to obesity. So in South Africa, more people now are dying from non-communicable diseases than any other, causes. And behind that is the issue of obesity. So those are the complications that we are seeing. And it does not seem to be getting any better. Every year, things are getting worse. In another trend that was looked at, between 2005 and 2016, in that 10-year period, when they looked at obesity amongst our females, it moved from 33% in 2005 to actually 40% in 2016. So it is a growing problem, and it's something that we need to look at. And we've already looked at the issue of COVID in recent times, that those people with COVID, those people who are obese are more likely to have severe complications and even death from COVID. But also, even if they do recover, there are chances of having long COVID and suffering from, a lot of sequelae from COVID, actually higher if you are a person who is obese. Mm-hmm. So it is generally a problem, and it's something that we need to tackle as a nation. It needs also government to play their part in terms of the policies, around, labeling of foods and all of those kind of things. Even schools, what is actually offered within schools in terms of, the lunch. These world kids are found now to be spending more money buying in their tuck from school than food that's prepared from home. So it needs a much broader approach from government, from schools, and also within families. There needs to be actually some form of informal policy about what is actually bought, you know, in the home
to
be able to deal with the issue of wrong food choices that may then propel the issue of obesity.
Absolutely, and laying the foundation for your kids, right? When you're yes, used to something, when you're and this it's been modeled as a child, whether it's healthy eating or unhealthy eating, that is something you're going to take with you into adulthood. So prepare the relevant or the right kind of groundwork. Dr. Nyati, a patient comes in, you do diagnose them as being obese. The various sort of methods or tools at hand that you say, okay, this is how we're going to tackle this matter with you. I'm sure they're diverse. I'm sure there are many. But generally speaking, what might a GP such as yourself turn to?
Well, and I do a lot of work also with companies, especially executives.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing that in almost all the companies or organizations that we are working with, the majority of the executives that we deal with, they have a problem of obesity because they are in meetings and the little time that they get to get food is unhealthy food. When they're sitting in those meetings, they've got biscuits that are put on the table there, you know, the whole day, or those mint imperials that they normally put. So, it is very, very important that the issue is dealt with, in a much broader sense. And for me, as a GP, what I normally do is to make sure that I refer them to a dietitian to actually help them with a dietary program that suits them, and also get a biokinetist to also be part of that, because that way you get a much more sustainable, change, because it's not an overnight thing to change the problems of the city. One needs to walk the journey supported by professionals. And as a medical doctor, whilst I can diagnose, but in terms of the interventions, the best people is to combine a dietitian and a biokinetist to walk the journey with the patient.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Dr. Nyati. We'll leave it right there. Dr. Fundile Nyati talking to us about obesity and how you can start to tackle your own problems there.